Are you facing obstacles to your financial progress? I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Today, Crown's founder, the late Larry Burkett, takes a look at some of those obstacles and how to overcome them.
Number one is the pressure to own more things. See, that's an obstacle to good planning. Unless you can control that and say, I don't need to buy more things, and I don't need to buy them, number one, because somebody on television tells me that I have a great lack in my life as a result of not having these, nor do I need them because I see somebody else around me that has them, and I envy them. Second is the attitude that more is better, regardless of what it cost. I've heard it taught, by the way. Many of the get-rich-quick programs that have traveled through Christianity over the years came with the emphasis of never be satisfied where you are. If you are, you're stagnant. If you're stagnant, you're dying. You're not being of service to the Lord. That's nonsense. See, stagnant means that I've got more ability than I am utilizing, and therefore I'm slothful by not putting it into practice. Contentment means this is God's plan for my life, and I've learned to live with it. Another obstacle to good financial planning is using credit to avoid making necessary decisions. Now, when somebody buys a house they can't afford, they didn't avoid the decision that they bought a house too expensive. They delayed it. And then month by month, reality comes in. There's nothing wrong with the use of credit, by the way, if you use it wisely. But when you use credit, never use it to avoid making a decision that has to be made at that point.
Now, if you're struggling with credit card debt, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.